Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark. For all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's the series opener between the third-place Dunedin Blue Jays and second-place Lakeland Flying Tigers. Hey, everybody, it's Larry Larson in with you. So glad you could join us on your Tuesday night. And a special thanks for joining us in time for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Pregame show is brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or play in the game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. The stakes this week are pretty clear-cut. The Blue Jays are 28-24 in the second half of the season. That puts them in third place, five games back of first place Fort Myers. Lakeland is 29-23 in the second half. They're four games back of first place Fort Myers. Just 13 games left in the regular season. So simply put, both these teams need to make hay while the sun shines. However, the urgency is just a little bit higher for the Blue Jays. Lakeland goes home for their final series of the season and hosts first place Fort Myers. They'll have a chance to make up some ground in some head-to-head matchups, barring some kind of a collapse here this week at TD Ballpark, which, of course, the Blue Jays hope to put on the Flying Tigers. But for the Blue Jays, they do not see Fort Myers again. They don't have that head-to-head matchup left on their schedule, so they themselves do not control their own destiny. That's a tough place to be. However, if the Blue Jays keep winning like they did over their two-week road trip, they'll give themselves a shot. Talking about that 12-week or 12-game road trip, two-week road trip, the Blue Jays went 9-3 across, a really impressive stretch for this club. After losing 5 out of 6 at home to Palm Beach the week before, they bounced back so well, led by multiple 2024 draft picks, and also Arjun Namala, who's been swinging it really well. Timely hitting, timely pitching. Blue Jays coming off a 5-1 series victory over in Clearwater last week. Taking a look at the Flying Tigers side of things, they're coming off a series split at home against Bradenton. They're coming off a victory on Sunday, 5-2, to wrap up that set. We'll dive a little bit deeper into the standings, talking about the overall standings here this season here in just a few minutes. The out-of-town scoreboard is going to be something that we're going to be talking about a fair amount this week, so we might as well start now taking a look at the matchups around the Florida State League, particularly the one down south in Fort Myers this week. It's going to be pivotal. Fort Myers hosting Clearwater, who is sliding. Blue Jays saw it last week, that Threshers team really struggling in the second half after their first half title. This week, they go down to Fort Myers to try and play spoiler against a team that they could see in the playoffs 3 weeks from now. So if Fort Myers beats up on Clearwater, they can make next week a whole lot easier for themselves when they go to Lakeland. Fort Myers squaring off against Clearwater. Other matchups around the league this week: Bradenton hosting Tampa. Jupiter is in St. Lucie, and St. Lucie already leads that game 2-0. They're in the bottom of the fifth in Palm Beach, just getting started a little bit early. Palm Beach hosting Daytona, and Daytona leads 1-0. Looks like those are going to be the two teams squaring off in the Florida State League East playoff division series. So that's the out-of-town scoreboard. The out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by Frenchie's Outpost Bar and Grill. When you're in from out of town, visit Frenchie's on Causeway Boulevard. We'll step aside for a quick break, come back, get you the standings, starting pitching matchup, starting lineups, and baseball coming up next on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show.
League baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back inside TD Ballpark, getting you set for the first game of a 7-game series between the Dunedin Blue Jays and Lakeland Flying Tigers. We'll play a doubleheader tomorrow, so we've got an extra game added on to this week's set, as if it weren't important enough already. Let's dive into the standings. The standings you'll see here on your screen if you're watching on MIOB TV are the overall standings in the Florida State League this season. And here in the West, Lakeland has the best overall record. They're 71-46. Now, conventionally, if this were going by the big league playoff setup, Lakeland would be in a pretty darn good position to punch their ticket to the playoffs with a division title, 7 games ahead of the next closest team, Fort Myers. However, because of minor league's first half, second half playoff setup, Lakeland missed clinching a playoff berth in the first half by a half game. And now, in the second half, they need to stage a late comeback, trailing first-place Fort Myers by 4 games. Blue Jays with the third-best overall record at 62-56. They're 5 games back of Fort Myers. So that's the standings here in the Florida State League West. As for the starting pitching matchup for tonight's series opener, it features a righty for the Jays, Gage Stanifer, and a lefty for Lakeland, Gabriel Reyes. The pitching matchup is presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. So the details on Stanifer comes into this one with an ERA at 6.13 and 54 and a thirds innings pitched. 56 strikeouts, but also 42 walks across those innings. Stanifer coming off a really sharp outing last week at Clearwater. He went 4 1/3 innings and struck out 6. His most strikeouts in a single game since the end of May. His fastball looked really good last week, reached up to 95 miles an hour. He'll be opposed by Gabriel Reyes, the southpaw from the Dominican Republic for the Flying Tigers. He's 21 years old, and he pitched 5 innings last week against Bradenton, tying a season high for him. He allowed 3 earned runs in those 5 innings, working 5 innings on just 64 pitches. Reyes with a 4.46 ERA in his time with the Flying Tigers. What stands out is the strikeout-to-walk numbers. 46 strikeouts to just 12 walks in 36 and a thirds innings for Reyes. So he's a guy with excellent command. And in his 2 starts against the Blue Jays, he's only walked 2 batters. It's time for the national anthem. We'll take a listen in, then come back with the starting lineups and first pitch coming up on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Please rise for the singing of the national anthem. Here to perform the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome Katie Duchar.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched.
Strong as always, Katie Ducharme on the national anthem here at TD Ballpark. Let's get to the starting lineups for the series opener tonight. And the starting lineups, as always, are presented by Bon Appetit. For a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service with a waterfront view, visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. Here is the starting lineup for the visitors, the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Jack Penny will lead it off and play third base. Corey Joyce on rehab from the upper levels of the minors will bat second and man shortstop. Josue Briseño is over at first base, batting third. Jose De La Cruz is out in right, batting cleanup. Andrew Jenkins will DH tonight, hitting fifth. Jackson Strong is the center fielder. Franjerber Montilla is the second baseman, batting seventh. Archer Brookman will catch, and David Smith rounds it out, batting ninth and playing left. Those are the Flying Tigers. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays, coming off a 9-3 road swing. Eddie Micheletti leads it off. He'll play left. Arjun Namala is the shortstop, batting second. Sean Keyes is the first baseman tonight, batting third. Aaron Parker will DH and bat cleanup. Nick Mitchell is out in center, hitting fifth. Manny Beltre is over at third base, batting sixth. Carter Cunningham is out in right field tonight, batting seventh. Brock Tibbetts will catch, and J.R. Freethy rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. It feels like the Blue Jays, and for that matter, Lakeland, are getting pretty close to must-win territory. Just 13 games left in the 2024 regular season in the Florida State League. Blue Jays out of a playoff spot by 5 games. Lakeland in second place, 4 games back. Gage Stanifer set for work tonight. Right-hander, 20 years old, drafted by Toronto in the 19th round in 2022 out of high school in the Indianapolis area. If Stanifer comes out with stuff as sharp as he had last week against Clearwater, the Blue Jays might be in pretty good shape if you consider this a must-win game. Stanifer's fastball climbed up to 95 miles an hour last week, some of his best velocity of the season. Here in August, usually don't say that much here in single A. Stanifer will square off against the lefty Jack Penny to get us started. First pitch on the way. It misses outside, and we are underway at 6:31 Eastern Time. Glad you're with us on your Tuesday night. Stanifer from the wind, the kick and the pitch. Fastball up, 2 balls, no strikes. Penny, a member of Detroit's 2024 draft class, selected by the Tigers out of Notre Dame in the 5th round. 2-0. Fastball high, 3 balls and no strikes. So Stanifer well behind. Operating from the first base side of the rubber. Reads the sign from Tibbetts, rocks and deals. And the pitch is a called strike. Fastball at the top of the zone. It's 3-1. Penny went 1-for-5 on Sunday. Lakeland's 5-2 win over Bradenton. The pitch is hit hard down to first. Keys backhands and hustles to the bag in time. That's out number one. Here's Corey Joyce.
Now batting shortstop number 14, Corey Joyce.
Joyce, a right-handed batter, didn't play on Sunday. This is his 4th game of rehab assignment with Lakeland, and he's hitless so far. First pitch, a rip and a miss. Came up empty on a fastball at 94 on the gun, and it's 0-1. Stanifer kicks and deals, and Joyce takes outside. Fastball again there, 1-1. Joyce drafted in 2019 by Detroit in the 12th round out of North Carolina Central. The pitch has popped up first base side. It sails over the seats. Out of play. Pretty populated first base grandstand for a Tuesday night. Nice crowd on hand. Maybe they heard that this week it's two teams battling it out for a possible playoff spot. Second place Lakeland, third place Jays. Stanford ahead, 1-2. He throws and misses outside. Went to the slider there. Two balls, two strikes. That slider is Stanford's primary out pitch. His most used off-speed offering. The 2-2. Went back to the fastball and missed up. Runs it full, 3-2. Stanford generally with a three-pitch mix. Sinking fastball, slider, and that changeup. The pitch misses up and in, and that's ball four. Joyce works a one-out walk on the top of the first. Here's Josue Briseño.
First baseman, number 58, Josue Briseño.
Briseño, the Tigers' number 10 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Big, tall, left-handed batter digs in. Here's the first pitch from Stanford. Low and in. Tibbetts pops out of his crouch. Backhanded stop. That's 1-0. No score, just getting started. Top of the first. Briseño just returned off the 60-day IL last week against Bradenton. Stanford throws over. It's late. Joyce back in with a head first slide. Briseño landed on the IL in early May and didn't return until last week when he played two games against the Marauders and went 1-for-8. Stanford throws, and Briseño takes fastball up and in. Two balls, no strikes. So it's been an interesting season for Briseño, but in 30 games he's hitting .293 with two homers. The pitch. Up and in. Three balls and no strikes. So Stanford in a three-ball count for the third straight batter to open the game. Needs to battle back to get Briseño. 3-0 pitch. Swing and a foul back behind home plate. Fastball at the top of the zone. It's 3-1. If there's anybody that's going to have that 3-0 green light, might as well be Briseño, a guy who's highly thought of in the Tigers organization. Still just 19 years old. 3-1. He swings again and bounces it foul. Runs it full, 3-2. Scoreless game, just getting underway, top of the first. Joyce with a pretty short lead off first base. Keys holding him on. Stanford gives a look over, now throws home. The payoff pitch is swung on and missed. Runner goes, throw down, not in time. It's a stolen base for Corey Joyce, but Stanford comes back to get Briseño. Here's Jose De La Cruz.
Right fielder, number 21, Jose De La Cruz.
Huge strikeout there for Stanford. Starting to find his feel for the zone. De La Cruz, Flying Tigers cleanup man tonight, waits on the first pitch and takes a slider low and away. It's 1-0. De La Cruz playing his 106th game of the season tonight. 1-0 toss from Stanford. Swinging a foul back. Had a fastball timed up. One ball, one strike. De La Cruz across those 105 games. .228 average. OPS at .680. 1-1. Change up. Misses down and outside. It's 2-1. De La Cruz with 12 homers, including three last week. Went 6-for-16 in the series against Bradenton. So a strong week for De La Cruz. 2-1 is crushed high in the air, deep to left. Micheletti's moving back, and that ball is long gone. Jose De La Cruz picking up where he left off last week. Home run number 13 for the big man opens up the scoring this week. It's 2-0 Flying Tigers in the first.
Designated hitter number 19, Andrew Jenkins.
Brings up Andrew Jenkins. Looks like the Flying Tigers have quite the get-up for a home run celebration. First pitch to Jenkins, called strike, top of the zone. Entails a cowboy hat and a rake. That's a complete outfit. 0-1, check swing, foul ball. And it's quickly 0-2. Jenkins, a right-handed batter. Burly build. I went 0-4 on Sunday with a strikeout. The pitch is swung on and missed. That's strike three, and the inning is over. Stanifer strikes out two, but he also allows two. A two-run homer from Jose De La Cruz opens the scoring tonight. We're through a half. It's the Flying Tigers 2 and the Blue Jays coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays offense with a little bit of early work to do as they trail 2-0 to Lakeland in game one of the seven-game set. Eddie Micheletti digs in against Gabriel Reyes. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup. First pitch to Mick. Fastball called strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Micheletti coming off likely his best game of his young pro career on Sunday at Clearwater. 0-1. Swing and a foul back. Quickly 0-2. Micheletti went 3-for-4. He reached base in his last five plate appearances, capped off by a ninth inning grand slam to help the Blue Jays to a 12-7 win. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Came up empty on a backdoor slider. And Gabriel Reyes strikes out the first batter he faces tonight.
Shortstop, number 18, Arjen Dostala.
Brings up Arjen Namala. One of the Blue Jays' best hitters this month. Arguably the best. First pitch to the righty. Is driven high in the air, deep to left. Smith looks up. Goodbye. Way out of here for Arjen Namala. He wastes no time. First pitch, ambush homer. Gets the Blue Jays on the board. 2-1 in the bottom of the first.
First baseman, number 8, Sean Keyes.
Here's Sean Keyes. Off the this first inning is any indication, the ball is going to fly well tonight. First pitch to Keys is a called strike. And it's 0-1 on the lefty. That's home run number 15 for Namala in his age 18 season in single A. 0-1. Keys swings and misses on a slider. Quickly 0-2. Details on Reyes. He throws a fastball, a slider, changeup. Slider has generally been his best pitch. The 0-2. Keys takes a fastball outside. It's 1-2. Reyes with a 4.46 ERA coming in his time with Lakeland. Opened the season in the complex. The pitch. Keys lays off a slider just outside. According to the ABS strike zone, Gustavo Garza, the home plate umpire, not calling balls and strikes for himself tonight. Caden Gustafson is the field umpire. 2-2 to Keys. Swing and a miss on a fastball. And that's strike three. Second strikeout of the first for Reyes.
Designated hitter, number 27, Aaron Parker.
Brings up Aaron Parker. No shortage of early action, especially if you like homers. Two-run homer from Jose De La Cruz in the top of the first, and now a solo homer from Arjun Namala in the bottom half. And it's 2-1 Lakeland. First pitch to Parker. A changeup inside for ball one. Parker, along with Keys, a member of the 2024 draft class for Toronto. Sixth-round selection. Pitch, called strike. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. One ball, one strike. Parker's had plenty of success early in his time as a pro. The pitch, that's strike two. That time the slider near the bottom of the zone. Parker in 17 games hitting .250. And he's walked almost as much as he struck out. The 1-2, swinging a foul back. We'll have a do-over. Parker with some good juice. Four homers on his line. The pitch, fastball inside. Two balls, two strikes. Reyes' fastball averages right around 92, 93 miles an hour, so it won't blow you out of the water, but he changes speeds pretty darn well. Parker swings and misses on a slider in the dirt. Brookman snares it, sidearms to first in time, and the inning is over. Reyes strikes out three, but he allows one. Solo homer from Arjun Namala out to left. Number 15 for Arjun. Slices Lakeland's lead down to 2-1. Through one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
So center fielder, number one, Jackson Strong.
Lakeland 2, Blue Jays 1 as we go to the top of the second inning at TD Ballpark. Gage Staniford deals the first pitch to Jackson Strong. And the lefty takes high and outside on a fastball. It's 1-0. Two homers early in this game. Two-run shot from De La Cruz in the top of the first. And then a solo shot for Namala in the bottom half. 1-0 up and outside. Two balls, no strikes on Strong. Staniford struck out two in the first inning after some early command issues. Behind Strong, 2-0. He throws. And the pitch misses outside. So three balls, no strikes. Staniford once again will have to battle back. And a three-ball count. Reads the sign from Tibbetts. Rocks and fires. And Strong takes all the way outside. And that's ball four. Second walk issued by Staniford, and the leadoff man is aboard for the Flying Tigers in the second.
Number eight, Frangierbert Montilla.
So here's Frangierbert Montilla, top 30 Tigers prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Number 15 on the list. Switch hitter, he'll bat from the left side here against the righty Staniford. First pitch, fastball upstairs. Apparently. Looks close to the zone from here. But it's 1-0. Staniford with the set and the pitch. Fastball flied into center. Mitchell takes a step back. Now sprints in. Has to dive and he can't make the catch. It hits the turf. Strong up to second. Montilla aboard with a single. Somewhat of an awkward looking play there for Mitchell. That ball ran in on him a little bit. It looks like he maybe he tried to caress that ball and catch it with his stomach. So Montilla aboard. Runners on first and second with no outs for Archer Brookman. Righty on righty in the first pitch. Misses high and outside. It's 1-0. Brookman hitting 237 and 43 games of action. 722 OPS, above average in that department. Staniford spins and throws to second. Strong back in standing. Blue Jays suiting up in their home whites tonight. Blue Jays across the chest. Very similar to their parent club's home jerseys. Blue and white split text. Same for the numbers on the back with blue caps and white pants. Staniford steps off. He throws to second, and that time they've got Strong picked off. Strong got caught leaning, started moving towards third a little bit early. Staniford looked right at him and then fired a strike to second base to pick him off. Out number one in top of the second. Lakeland tried to add to a 2-1 lead. 1-0. Change up, up and in. Two balls, no strikes. Blue Jays middle infield at double play depth. The pitch, swinging a foul back into the top of the screen. And it's 2-1. Brookman, a native of Quebec. 25 years old. Playing against the organization he likely grew up rooting for. Slider spiked low and away. That's ball three, and the count is 3-1. Brookman went 3-for-10 last week. And Lakeland series split with the Marauders. Staniford with a bright teal glove sets at the belt. And unfurls the 3-1. Brookman gets jammed and pops it up on the infield. Down to the first baseman, Keys, in foul territory. He makes the catch. Two down. Here's Smith.
Left fielder, number 10, David Smith.
2-1 Lakeland lead, top of the second. David Smith, a switch hitter, digs into the left side. He was the difference maker in Sunday's win for the Flying Tigers. He fouls the first pitch back, and it's 0-1. Smith went 1-for-2 with a double and 3 RBIs in a 3-run win. Big day for him. Bats in an open stance. The pitch misses low and in. Tibbetts knocks it down. Out in front of home plate. 1-1 one strike. Smith, a 192 hitter. Getting close to the 100 game mark. This is game number 97 for him. Standifer throws over to first. It's late. Montilla with 2 stolen bases and 12 games here with Lakeland. Standifer looks over, now throws home. And Smith takes high. 2-1. Flying Tigers in their navy blue alternates. Flying Tigers across the chest. And white script. White numbers on the back with gray pants. The pitch is popped up third base side, fading towards the seats. Beltre watches it drop out of play. So it's 2-2, and Smith calls time. Smith, a UConn product. Drafted by Detroit in the 14th round last year. Standifer on the hunt for his third strikeout. He sets and deals, and Smith mashes it into right. Cunningham moves over, makes the catch on a line, and that ends the inning. So Standifer allows 2 runs in the first. He bounces back in the second with a 0 on the board. Score remains 2-0. Lakeland, 2-1 Lakeland, excuse me, going to the bottom of the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's 2-1 Lakeland over the DJs, going to the bottom of the second inning. First pitch to Nick Mitchell. Is slapped the opposite way, fading away from the center fielder Strong. It's the left fielder Smith who calls for it and slaps the leather on it. One pitch, one out, and the bottom of the second for Reyes.
Third baseman, number 1, Manuel Beltre.
Here's Manny Beltre. Beltre coming off a really strong series at Clearwater. Went 2-for-2 on Sunday with 3 walks. First pitch to him. The righty takes inside on a changeup, and it's 1-0. Beltre went 6-for-16 last week with 8 RBIs. 1-0. Bouncing ball down to first. Briseño gobbles it up, takes one step, and steps on the first base pillow. 2 up, 2 down for Reyes in the second.
Right fielder, number 24, Carter Cunningham.
Nobody on for Carter Cunningham. Cunningham, the reigning AAC Player of the Year at East Carolina. Lefty-on-lefty matchup for him. First pitch, a cut and a miss. Fastball at 92 at the tip top of the zone. Makes it 0-1. Cunningham hitting 231 in his time as a pro. 765 on base plus slugging. Good start there. 0-1. Reyes back to the fastball. Missed that time. Just a touch high. 1-1. Reyes with some deep breaths. He rocks and fires, and Cunningham bounces it foul off Peter Stabricki, Blue Jays' first base coach. Reached his hand out like he had a glove on. Peter with a big smile on his face, no signs of pain, but that one might leave a mark. 1-2 on Cunningham. Blue Jays trail 2-1, bottom two. The pitch is a called strike three. Slider drops into the bottom of the zone, and Gabriel Reyes has struck out 4 batters in 2 innings. Score remains Lakeland 2, Blue Jays 1. On to the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Leading off the top of the third inning for the Flying Tigers, number 39, Jack Penny.
It's Lakeland with a 2-1 lead over the Blue Jays onto the top of the third inning. First game of a 7-game series this week at TD Ballpark. First pitch to Jack Penny. Check swing. He takes a fastball outside, and it's 1-0. Penny, the Flying Tigers' leadoff man, grounded out to Sean Keyes at first base to start the ball game. 1-0. He takes down and outside. Fastball was close there, but it's 2-0. Penny has a hit in each of his 5 games as a pro. 6-for-20 across, coming into action. He swings at the 2-0 and pops it up out of play. Third base side, 2-1. Penny was a 3-year player at Notre Dame. Was a contributor on a team that went to Omaha in his freshman season. 2-1 is flied foul again, third base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Staniford gets a fresh baseball. Gaze is in for the sign. He deals, and Penny cuts and misses strike three. Third strikeout for Staniford. Now number one in the third.
Shortstop, number 14, Corey Joyce.
Brings up Corey Joyce, who walked and scored in the first inning. Came in on Jose De La Cruz's two-run homer that stands as the difference in a 2-1 game. First pitch, swing and a miss on a high fastball. It's 0-1. Staniford's fastball velocity really picking up where he left off last week. The pitch, fastball up, 1-1. We've seen that fastball sit around 90 in some starts this year. Other starts, like last week and tonight, as the 1-1 is tapped foul. Third base side, it's 1-2. Other nights, as high as 95, 96. 1-2 on Joyce. Looking at the metrics on Staniford's season, it's not the fastball that has really been effective. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. He went to the fastball there, and boy, was it effective there. Back-to-back strikeouts for Staniford.
Now batting, number 58, Josue Briseño.
Base is empty for Josue Briseño. Big left-handed batter against the right-handed thrower, Staniford. First pitch. Change-up inside. It's 1-0. Lakeland on top, 2-1, top of the third. Staniford reads the sign, delivers, and Briseño goes after the high cheddar. Comes up empty. 1-1. It's Staniford's slider that tends to jump out of his three-pitch mix. Opponent's hitting just 116 against it. 1-1, a cut and a miss. That time it was the changeup. And it's 1-2. Briseño calls time. Staniford in a good rhythm. Briseño sensing that, and he says, all right, hold your horses. Now we're set for the 1-2, and it's on the way. Misses low. Went back to the change of pace. 2-2. Staniford holds the mitt out in front of his face. Now the 2-2 toss. Up and outside. Runs it full, 3-2. Briseño just 19 years old, but he looks like a grown man. 6'4", 200. In that left-handed batter's box. Payoff pitch is bounced foul, first base side, and we'll do it again. Briseño listed on the roster as a catcher, and primarily he is for now. But if he keeps on growing, which could be the case, obviously still a pretty young player, he could outgrow that catching position and move primarily to first base. 3-2 again. Swing and a foul back. Good battle here between Briseño and Staniford. Gage rocks back and forth as he settles on the first base side. Now the 3-2 again is hooked towards the corner and right. It's foul. Just out in front of a changeup. Out over the heart of the plate. Came off the bat 102 miles an hour. The battle rages on. So that's three straight foul balls from Briseño. The ninth pitch of the AB from Staniford to Briseño is popped up third base side. And it floats out of play. How about a 10th pitch? Staniford with a fresh baseball. Yet another 3-2. It misses low. That's ball four. And Bresenio wins the battle. Extends the inning for Jose De La Cruz.
Right fielder number 21, Jose De La Cruz.
From Josue to Jose. And De La Cruz with a two-run homer in the first. His fourth in the last two series now. Has Lakeland ahead 2-0, top three. First pitch. Slider down and outside. It's 1-0. Taylor Cruz signed by Detroit in 2018 out of the DR. Standard first sets and deals. And misses up and in. Two balls, no strikes. Taylor Cruz has spent parts of the last four seasons with the Flying Tigers. So a player who I'm sure is very eager to make that push for a call-up to West Michigan. Stepping a throw over is late. Looking at the numbers this season with De La Cruz, that average, right around 230. And the power has really been his calling card. 2-0, he goes after a high changeup. Wasn't even close to the zone. 2-1. De La Cruz, 6-1, 215. The kick and the pitch is swung on and missed. Backdoor breaking ball evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. And De La Cruz takes time here. Wind whipping out to right field. The pitch. Downstairs. Runs it full, 3-2. Cloudy skies overhead. It was sunny most of the day, and now some clouds have rolled in. Temperature right now, 87 degrees. Gage kicks and fires, and the pitch is swung on and missed. That's strike three. Stanifer works around a two-out walk to Bresenio and strikes out the side in the top of the third inning. On to the bottom half, it's still 2-1 Lakeland. The Dundee Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Is catcher number 31, Brock Tibbetts.
It's a one-run Lakeland lead going to the bottom of the third inning. 2-1 Flying Tigers over the DJs. Brock Tibbetts leads it off. First pitch from Gabriel Reyes on the way. It's pulled on the ground to the shortstop, Joyce. He backhands, loops it over to first in time. One pitch, one out for Reyes.
Second baseman, number 14, J.R. Freethy.
Brings up J.R. Freethy. Reedy went 1-for-2 on Sunday, and the Blue Jays win at Clearwater. He walked 3 times. Batting from the right side here. First pitch from the southpaw, Reyes. It's poured in for a called strike. Right on the inside, Black, and it's 0-1. Freethy in 12 games as a pro, hitting .250. The toss. A slider tumbles in. Called strike at the bottom of the zone. And it's 0-2. Lakeland 2, Blue Jays 1. Home half of the third. Reyes wheels and deals. And Freethy tied up by a slider low and in. That's strike 3. Gabriel Reyes with 5 punch-outs. Brings up Eddie Micheletti. Well, Reyes appears to have his sharp stuff tonight. Struck out Micheletti swinging in the first. Lefty on lefty. First offer. It is a called strike. Slider on the outside edge. 0-1. Only base runner that Reyes has allowed so far was Namala's solo homer in the first. The pitch. Micheletti cuts and misses over a changeup. And it's 0-2. Micheletti, after that big day on Sunday, coming in hitting .349 in 12 games after being drafted out of Virginia Tech. 0-2 from Reyes. A slider low and in. 1-2. Reyes' season high in strikeouts is 7. He's achieved that twice, including once against the DJs. Looking for his 6th. The 1-2. Micheletti goes after a fastball outside. That's strike 3. And there's punch out number 6 for Reyes. Back-to-back 1-2-3 frames for the southpaw. And we move right along to the 4th. It's still 2-1. Flying Tigers over the Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the top of the 4th inning for the Flying Tigers, number 19.
Gage Danifer back out for the Jays as we head to the top of the 4th inning at TD Ballpark. Glad you're with us on your Tuesday night. First game of a big series here this week, just 13 games remaining. Lakeland 4 games out of a playoff spot. Blue Jays right behind them, 5 games back. First pitch to Andrew Jenkins, called strike. Sinking fastball, and it's 0-1. Jenkins struck out swinging to end the first inning. 1-5 punch outs for Stanifer. He throws, and Jenkins cuts and misses. It's 0-2. Jenkins, the long-haired right-handed batter, flowing out of the back of his helmet, ready for the 0-2, fouls it off. High fastball. Was just able to fight it off. Still 0-2. Stanifer at 67 pitches. Walked 3 batters. When he's been on, he's looked sharp. The 0-2. Jenkins takes a called strike 3. Slider froze him. at the top of the strike zone, and now it's 6 punch outs for Gage.
Center fielder number 1, Jackson Strong.
Here's Jackson Strong. He walked his first time. First pitch to the lefty, way outside. And it's 1-0. 2-1 Lakeland. We're in the fourth. Strong, a Canisius College product. 1-0. High and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Strong, a native of Buffalo. And went to Canisius, so he stayed home in Buffalo. The kick and the pitch. Up and outside. 3 balls, no strikes. Well, Strong's first time at the plate, he walked on 4 pitches, eventually reached second, but then he was picked off. Out ahead, 3-0 again. Standard first pitch. It is a strike. Fastball near the bottom of the zone, makes it 3-1. Strong coming off a spring in which he hit 350 with 11 homers. The pitch. Cut and a miss. Got a high fastball. Came up empty. Stanifer has battled it back full. Hoping for a third straight strikeout. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. 3 in a row for Stanifer. 7 Ks ties a season high.
Now batting number 8, Frangier Montilla.
Base is empty for Frangier Bear Montilla. Well, Stanifer struck out 6 last week. His most since May. First pitch to Montilla. Fastball upstairs. It's 1-0. Well, now Stanifer has upped his effort. A week later. Montilla batting from the left side. He takes high. 2 balls, no strikes. This is very likely Stanifer's last inning of work. And Montilla could even be his last batter. It's 77 pitches now. Threw 70 last week. 2-0. Up and outside. 3 balls, no strikes. Montilla singled his first time in the second inning. Only damage that Stanifer has let up in terms of runs came in the first on the 2-run homer from De La Cruz as Lakeland in the lead 2-1. The rock and the pitch misses inside. Montilla takes a walk. And here comes Jose Mayorga. It is indeed the end of the line for Stanifer. Mayo calls the bullpen, and the Blue Jays dig into their relievers with 2 outs in the top of the 4th inning. Stanifer was sharp, but the command was just a bit off at times. And that cost him what likely would have been a longer outing. We'll have the details on the new arm coming up after a short break here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Jays trail at 2-1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. hurler for the Jays is Luis Torres. Torres, a southpaw, comes into this one with a strong 3.32 ERA in 19 innings, mostly in long relief for the Jays. Takes over with two outs, man on first base, top of the fourth. Lakeland leads the Jays 2-1. And before Torres throws a pitch, he throws over to first. Montilla back in with a head first slide. Torres sets at the belt. Now his first pitch to Archer Brookman is swung on and missed. Got him on the changeup there, and it's 0-1. So the Blue Jays go from the righty Stanifer to the lefty Torres. Just three lefties in Lakeland's lineup tonight. A one misses up and away. 1-1. Torres pitching on 5 days rest. Last week against Clearwater, he threw 4 innings out of the bullpen. Let up 2 earned runs on 6 hits. The pitch. Swing and a foul back. Right into the screen. And it's 1-2. Torres threw 66 pitches then. So he is certainly a guy that can get you some innings when you need it. He kicks and throws over to first, late again. Torres, a native of Venezuela, signed by Toronto in 2022. He's just 19 years old. 1-2, there goes Montilla, and it's a called strike 3. So Torres strikes out the only batter he faces in the fourth. And leaves Montilla over at first base. On to the home fourth. Score remains 2-1 Lakeland on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Blue Jays, number 18, Arjun Nakamura.
Blue Jays still trail this one 2-1. It's been the same score since the first inning, since Arjun Nakamura homered against Gabriel Reyes. And now Nakamura leads off the bottom of the fourth inning. And homer for Arjun, number 15 on his season in single A. First pitch. He takes a slider, called strike. Drops on the inside half of the zone, 0-1. And homer came on the first pitch Nakamura saw. 0-1. He swings and misses on a high slider. Quickly 0-2. So just before Nakamura hit that homer, we didn't even have time to tell you Arjun's numbers this month. Hot hitting month of August. 313 average, 928 OPS. The 0-2, a check swing on a slider in the dirt, and he went strike 3. Nakamura tagged out by Archer Brookman. That time Reyes wins the battle.
First baseman, number 8, Sean Keyes.
So So here's Sean Keyes. Two to one, Lakeland on top, bottom of the fourth inning. Ray is now with seven Ks, deals the first pitch to Keyes, and misses outside. It's 1-0. So Reyes has now tied his season high with those seven strikeouts. His second outing of the season with seven strikeouts against the Jays. 1-0. Fastball low. Two balls, no strikes. Keyes struck out in the first. Went 0-for-6 on Sunday. 2-0 toss. A sinker down and outside. Three balls, no strikes. A rarity for Reyes to be this far behind. Walks are few and far between for him. The pitch is a called strike. So it's a hitter's count for Keyes. Straightaway stance from the left side. Bucknell product. Ready for the 3-1 pitch. Here it is. It's a strike. Keyes was ready to toss his bat. Fastball found the outside corner. Reyes has battled it back. A strike away from a new season high in Keyes. He's got the sign from Brookman. And wheels home the payoff pitch. And that one's low. Ball four. Blue Jays have a one-out base runner in the bottom of the fourth. Brings up Aaron Parker.
Designated hitter, number 47, Aaron Parker.
Snaps a streak of nine straight Blue Jays set down by Reyes. Keyes not a huge threat to steal over at first, being held on by Briseño. First pitch to Parker. The righty pops it up, first base side, and it drops into the seats. Just in front of a young fan in a Phillies Bryce Harper jersey. He's got a Phillies hat on, too. He must be from Clearwater. We welcome him to TD Ballpark either way. 0-1 to Aaron. Misses up and away. Sails to the backstop. Brookman with a great bounce. Throws to second in time to get Keyes. Oh, man. So now here comes Jose Mayorga. Wants to talk with Caden Gustafson about something. But Reyes' miss was so bad, it was good on a slider. Sailed back to the backstop on the fly. Brookman got an excellent bounce off the backstop, and that allowed him to fire his strike to second base to get Keyes for out number two. So the count is one ball, one strike on Parker, who went down swinging in the first. 1-1, cut and a miss. Came up empty on a slider, and it's 1-2. Parker with a short but very muscular build from the right side, 5'9", 208. Ready for the 1-2 pitch. He just gets a piece of it, fouls it off. We'll have another 1-2. One thing that we've learned early in Parker's pro career is he does not get cheated on swings, whether that's in-game, in the batting cage. He swings angry. 1-2. He swings and foul tips it. And Brookman's mitt. And Gabriel Reyes has a new season high with eight strikeouts in four innings of one-run ball. It's still Lakeland 2 and the Blue Jays 1 through 4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It remains Lakeland 2 and the Blue Jays 1 in the top of the fifth of the series opener at TD Ballpark. First pitch to David Smith. Misses down and away. And it's 1-0. In case you're just joining us, well, first of all, thanks. But second of all, you missed the action, at least so far. 1-0 down and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Both teams doing their scoring in the first inning. Two-run homer from Jose De La Cruz in the top of the first against Gage Stanifer. Got the scoring started for Lakeland. 2-0. Smith swings and misses. Changeup got him there. It's 2-1. And then in the bottom of the first, Arjun Namala responded on a solo homer. So here we are, 2-1. 2-1 pitch to Smith. That's a strike. Changeup at the bottom of the zone. It's 2-2. Torres out for his first full inning of work after striking out Archer Brookman looking. Only batter he faced last inning. In relief of Blue Jays starter Gage Stanifer. 2-2. Smith thought about a slider downstairs but held up. Runs it full, 3-2. As the clouds continue to billow over the center field wall. Seemed to be getting darker. The payoff pitch to Smith is nubbed foul behind home plate. So we'll do it again. Torres, the lefty with long blue socks up to his knees, takes a breath, throws, and Smith takes low and in. Change up in the dirt, and that's ball four. Leadoff man is aboard for the Flying Tigers in the fifth.
Third baseman, number 39, Jack Penny.
So it's back to the top of the lineup, and Jack Penny, who's 0-2, struck out swinging in the third against Gage Stanifer. Also grounded out in the first. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Misses low and in and skips away, low and out, excuse me, skips away from Tibbetts and almost bounced over the screen behind home plate. Luckily for the Jays, it didn't. Smith moves up to second. So the count is 1-0. Penny with four runs driven in five pro games. Rests the bat on his shoulder, ready for the 1-0, and he fouls it off his front ankle. One ball, one strike. So we mentioned Penny in his freshman season took a trip to Omaha with Notre Dame. Started the season as a backup as a freshman, the backup third baseman. 1-1. Misses way out in front of home plate. Tibbetts gets the chest protector on it. Keep Smith out at second. Count is 2-1. So Penny was the backup third baseman, but Notre Dame's starting third baseman also pitched. So when he went in to pitch, Penny went in to play third base, and that was really his role. But then the second baseman got hurt, and Penny became the starter. Boy, did he come up to the plate for the Irish. Spinner to throw to second. Oh, they almost had him. Smith just gets back in there. Excellent move from Torres. Tag was just late, according to Gustafson, the field umpire. But Penny, in that freshman season, 39 games, 996 OPS, 2-1. A slow slider, misses low. It's 3-1. And that really set the tone for Penny. He was a huge contributor in his last 2 years. And South Bend. He sways the bat back and forth. A 3-1 toss. Up and inside, that's ball four. Back-to-back walks to open the frame for Luis Torres. And Lakeland is threatening to add on to its 2-1 lead.
Number 14, Corey Joyce.
Corey Joyce to the dish now. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Walked his first time, struck out his second time in the third. Right-handed batter. Left-handed thrower. First offer. Runner goes from second. No throw. David Smith swipes third uncontested. Now it's men on the corners with no outs in the fifth. Looks like the Blue Jays are just going to bring the corners in. They'll leave the middle infield at double play depth. They'll trade two outs for a run here. The 1-0. Joyce pops it up. And it's a souvenir. First base side of the ballpark. One ball, one strike. Joyce has now split this season between three levels. He spent most of the year with Toledo. 9 games. 1-1. Swing and a miss. That's 1-2. That's up in AAA. Played 9 games there. Played 1 game with AA Erie. Then landed on the injured list. The 1-2. Joyce takes outside. Reaching grab from Tibbetts. Keeps Smith at third. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Torres has the sign. Uncorks the 2-2 and misses outside again. It's full, 3-2. Joyce last season spent most of his 91 games up in AAA with Toledo at 268. Torres throws over to first. It's late. Penny back into the bag. Joyce with a unique stance. Bat almost over his head. Payoff pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Much needed strikeout for Luis Torres. It's out number one in the fifth.
First baseman, number 58, Josue Briseño.
Second strikeout for Torres. Brings up Josue Briseño with men on the corners. Lakeland hoping to grow. It's 2-1 lead. Blue Jays infield playing to pull for Briseño. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. First pitch. He takes downstairs on a changeup. Good pitch. Just a hair low. 1-0. Briseño in a wide open stance. The toss. Is flied high in the air, deep right center. Mitchell's back. He's on the track. He reaches out and can't make the catch. Smith scores from third. Penny stops at second, and it's a long single off the wall for Josue Briseño. It drives in a run, and Lakeland's lead is now 3-1 in the fifth.
Right fielder number 21, Jose De La Cruz.
RBI number 16 for Briseño. And so here's Jose De La Cruz. Men on first and second, one out in the fifth. First pitch, an aggressive swing and a miss. On a fading changeup, 0-1. De La Cruz with the big blow in this game. That two-run homer back in the first. The toss is in there for a called strike. Quickly 0-2. De La Cruz calls time. Backs out of the box and digs back in. As thunder rumbles in the distance, Torres readies and fires. And De La Cruz rips and misses over a changeup. Strike three. Two down now, and it's up to Andrew Jenkins with men on first and second. Flying Tigers with a run in.
Andrew Jenkins.
Their lead is 3-1. Top of the fifth. First game of seven this week. First pitch. Jenkins fouls it off. First base side. It's 0-1. Jenkins, Detroit's ninth round draft pick in 2022 out of Georgia Tech. Attended high school in Atlanta and then stayed home. 0-1. Line drive to the shortstop, Namala. He makes a reaching grab, moving towards third, and that ends the inning. Luis Torres gets in a jam, but only lets up one run. RBI single from Josue Briseño off the wall in right center. Grows Lakeland's lead to 3-1. Blue Jays looking to cook up a response in the bottom of the fifth when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Jays now trail by two. It's 3-1 Lakeland, bottom five. Plenty of support for Gabriel Reyes based on the way that he's pitching. Eight strikeouts for the lefty. First pitch to Nick Mitchell is called strike. And it's 0-1. Reyes with a season-high eight strikeouts. Got Nick Mitchell to fly out his first time in the second. 0-1. Down and away. One ball, one strike. Mitchell has generally been the Blue Jays' leadoff man lately in his time as a pro. But moving down in the order today, Eddie Micheletti in the leadoff spot. That went well on Sunday. 1-1. Check swing from Mitchell. It's called strike. Fastball just nibbled the upper outside corner, according to the ABS strike zone. So it's 1-2. Reyes knocking on the door at strikeout number 9. Mitchell trying to avoid that. The pitch is flied into center, tailing away from Strong, but the center fielder gets under it and makes the catch. Out number one in the fifth.
Third baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Brings up Manny Beltre. 0 for 1 with a ground out to first. 3-1 Lakeland, bottom five. First pitch, fastball way upstairs, and it's 1-0. If you're an astute listener, you might have just heard Beltre's walk-up song and thought, that sounds familiar but different. 1-0, bouncing ball down to third. Penny charges, gloves, throws on the run, over Josue Briseño, and the ball bounces out of play and back in. Beltre bounces down to second himself. And the Blue Jays have a man in scoring position with one out. That ball bounced into the netting on the first base side. The netting deflected it back into the field of play. And so Beltre wasn't automatically awarded second base. He had to get there himself. And we'll have to wait and see how that scores. It's an infield single and an error. That allows Beltre to advance. E5 on Penny. So here's Carter Cunningham. Tying run at the plate in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch. Called strike on a slider. Top of the zone. Zone one. Lightning flashing in the distance. Unclear as to whether or not that might affect us. Hope not. 0-1. Sharp popper right at the second baseman, Montilla. He sidearms to first in time. That moves Beltre from second to third. Blue Jays with a run 90 feet away for Brock Tibbetts. Blue Jays trail by two. 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Tibbetts. Slider, called strike. Top of the zone. 0-1. Tibbetts coming into action today with a 291 average. Grounded out his first time. 0-1 is low and in. One ball, one strike. Brock with a six-game hit streak. Bats from a crouch from the right side. The 1-1. Fastball at the bottom of the zone, called strike. Rather, that's the slider. Hard slider from Reyes. 86 on the gun. It's 1-2, and Tibbetts calls time. Former Indiana Hoosier stalwart. Tibbetts sure looks the part. 6'4", 225. Easy to look at him and say, yep, that's a ball player. 1-2 is a chopper foul. Third base side. Glances off Matt Von Romer. Couldn't quite field it cleanly. Three runs on three hits and an error for Lakeland. One run on two hits, no errors for the Jays. Tibbetts with a chance to get the Jays within one. Beltre on third, the 1-2. Down and inside near the shins. Two balls, two strikes. And one thing to keep in the back of your head here is weather may or may not be approaching. As this game is official after this bottom of the fifth inning ends. 2-2. Tibbetts swings and misses on a pitch in the dirt. Brookman scoops it up and wings it down to first in time. And that ends the inning. Blue Jays get a single from Manny Beltre, but he's stranded on third. And we move along to the sixth inning. Blue Jays still down. It's 3-1 Lakeland on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Strong.
Lakeland 3, Blue Jays 1, top of the sixth inning at TD Ballpark. First game of seven this week between Florida State League West rivals. Luis Torres serves the first pitch to Jackson Strong, and he swings and misses over a changeup. It's 0-1. Two runs in the first and one run last inning in the fifth for Lakeland. Blue Jays got their only run on a solo homer from Arjun Namala in the first. 0-1. Strong bounces it just fair inside the first base line, down the line and right. Kicks off the sidewall. Cunningham read it well. Throw to second is late. Jackson Strong motors into second with a leadoff double. Had his first two pro hits on Sunday, and now he's got a third this afternoon.
Second baseman, number 8, Frangilbert Montilla.
Here's Frangilbert Montilla. Had a single in the second, walked in the fourth. Flipped around to the right side here against Torres. First pitch is low. Ball one. Torres walked the first two batters of the fifth. And Josue Briseño drove in a run on a single off the wall in right center. 1-0. Cut and a miss. That changeup doing its thing for Torres. Torres in relief of Stanifer. Get to the final line on Gage here in a moment. 1-1 offer. Montilla cuts and misses. It's one ball, two strikes. So Stanifer in 3 2/3 innings, allowed two hits, two runs, they were both earned. He walked four but struck out seven, ties a season and career high. And the 1-2, swinging a foul back, we'll do it again. Looking around the ballpark tonight, a hearty Tuesday night crowd. Not many folks scared away by those dark clouds. Maybe a few flashes of lightning out in center. The 1-2. Montilla lays off a changeup low. Two balls, two strikes. Most fans in some kind of Blue Jays blue. We've got at least one Tigers fan in attendance. Hard to miss him. 2-2. High and outside, runs it full, 3-2. He's wearing a bright orange shirt behind home plate. He very well might be the only one tonight. It's full on Montilla. Torres sets and goes, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Good changeup sets him down. fourth strikeout for Torres.
Catcher number 45, Archer Brookman.
Brings up Archer Brookman. Strong on second base. Lakeland trying to add on to its 3-1 lead. Top of the sixth inning. Right-handed batter. Left-handed thrower. First pitch is slapped the opposite way, down into shallow right for a hit. Strong gets the stop sign at third base as Cunningham came up throwing in shallow right. That ball was hit just a little bit too shallow into right to score Strong, but now there are men on the corners with one out for David Smith.
Left fielder number 10, David Smith.
Jay's infield situates the corners in. Middle infield back. First pitch to Smith. He takes downstairs on the change of pace. It's 1-0. Changeup after changeup after changeup from Torres, but hey, when he's gotten good results, why not throw it? He throws. And Smith takes a called strike on a fastball. Just caught the upper outside corner. It's 1-1. Torres gives a look at first, deals home, and Smith fouls it off at the plate. Got a piece of the slider. And it's 1-2. A strong runner, for a lack of better term, off third base. The kick and the pitch. Bouncing ball down to third. Beltre gloves it. He'll fire to the plate, and they get Strong. Excellent throw for Manny Beltre, and Strong didn't stand a chance. He was off on contact.
Now third baseman, Jack Penny.
But a good throw gets him and keeps the score 3-1 Lakeland in the top of the sixth. That's out number two. Smith reaches on a fielder's choice. Brookman advances to second. Runners on first and second for Jack Penny, the leadoff man. Lefty on lefty, first pitch is a called strike. Slider right down Douglas makes it 0-1. Big hole on the left side for Penny as the shortstop Namala shades by the second base bag. Holding on Brookman, the pitch. Down and outside. Tibbetts smothers it. It's 1-1. Penny at 6-1, 190. Somewhat of a wiry build from the left side. He takes the 1-1 low and away. It's 2-1. Light starting to take full effect. Maybe a little bit earlier than usual with those dark clouds coming into play. The 2-1. Misses down and outside. It bounces away from Tibbetts. He couldn't find it for a moment. Gets to the backstop. And everybody moves up 90 feet. Brookman to third, Smith up to second. Two men in scoring position for Penny. Penny walked against Torres last inning. Now Torres on the verge of doing so again. He's got the sign from Tibbetts. Here comes the pitch. Misses high and tight. And there is that second walk to Penny. Loads the bases with two outs for Corey Joyce. And here comes Corey Reardon as lightning strikes extremely close. Beyond the left field fence. Blue Jays' focus is certainly on making sure Lakeland doesn't strike again here in this sixth. They already lead 3-1. Blue Jays' offense off to a slow start tonight against Gabriel Reyes. No sign of action out in Lakeland's bullpen. As Reyes has 9 strikeouts through 5 innings. Reyes' offense trying to get him some more run support. Bases full of Flying Tigers. Joyce into the box. First pitch from Torres. Swing and a miss. Change up right on the outside edge. Makes it 0-1. Joyce with 2 strikeouts on his line after a first inning walk. A breath and the pitch is low. 1-1. Blue Jays coming off that successful road trip. 9-3. A 2-week stretch. Had a lot of timely pitching. Those 2 weeks. 1-1 downstairs. 2-1. Blue Jays bullpen especially was good in that first series of the trip. Over in Bradenton. 2-1 toss. Joyce takes upstairs. 3-1. Hitters count for Joyce. 26-year-old native of Lexington, North Carolina. 3-1 is swung on and missed. So it's full. 3-2 as Lightning continues to display out beyond center field. Torres with a deep breath. Payoff pitch. Downstairs, 4, and that brings in a run. Second walk of the sixth inning issued by Torres. Brookman scores for free. Now it's 4-1 Flying Tigers.
First baseman, number 58, Josue Briseño.
Smith to third, Penny up to second. As the merry-go-round starts to turn, Josue Briseño digs in. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup here. First offer, slider outside, 1. Briseño lined an RBI single off the wall in right center his last time. That was against Torres last inning. The set and the pitch. Briseño with a check swing. Foul ball. Check swing, foul tip might be a more accurate description. 1-1. Big spot in this game right here. If you're the Blue Jays, you do not want this lead to grow any further than it has right now. The 1-1. Briseño watches a fastball miss low and outside. 2-1. And that's especially so when you factor in 2 things. Gabriel Reyes and also the weather. 2-1 pitch. Briseño bends his knees and takes a slider upstairs. It's 3-1. Nowhere to put him. Torres with 4 walks, trying to avoid a 5th. 3-1. Fastball, called strike. Right on the low outside edge. Briseño thought it was 4. Dropped his bat. Whoops. So it's full. Torres uncorks the payoff pitch. It's down and away. That's 4. And Smith comes in to score from third base. Back-to-back bases-loaded walks issued by Torres. He's up to 5 free passes on his line.
Right fielder,
bases remain loaded.
Jose De La Cruz.
Some conversations in the Blue Jays dugout right now. But Torres is going to keep on going. He's at 60 pitches. This has been standard for him. He's going to go from the windup here against De La Cruz. First pitch. Change up high and away. Wasn't close. 1-0. So it's Penny on third now. Joyce up to second. After Briseño's free pass. 5-1 Lakeland in the sixth. The pitch. High and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Blue Jays bullpen quickly stirring into action. A right-hander warming up now. Torres holds the mitt in front of his face. The pitch. Misses low and in. Tibbetts scoops it up. It's 3-0. Two runs in for the Flying Tigers on back-to-back bases loaded walks. Torres in danger of a third straight. Would be a fourth straight free pass. 3-0. Fastball in there, right down Broadway. 3-1. Fans shouting words of encouragement as the 3-1 swung on and missed. De La Cruz went after a changeup. It's full, 3-2. With two outs, top six. Torres trying to stop the bleeding right here. He throws, and De La Cruz takes high, and that's a third consecutive bases-loaded walk. Jose Mayorga forced to go back to the bullpen as Lakeland brings its ninth batter to the plate after four straight walks issued by Torres. Lakeland's lead is now 6-1. At TD Ballpark on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network at Valley Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com.
Number 37, Eleander Altonde.
After three consecutive bases loaded walks issued by Luis Torres, El Train, Eleander Alcalde, rolls into the ball game for the Jays to face Andrew Jenkins, the ninth batter of this Flying Tigers sixth inning. They put up three runs, all on those bases-loaded walks. Jenkins 0-for-3 tonight. Alcalde, the right-handed thrower with an ERA at 3-1-4 and 57 and a third innings. First pitch to Jenkins, up and inside, ball one. Alcalde's limited opponents to a batting average under 200, 199 this season. His 1-0 pitch, Jenkins lines it, shallow center, that's down for a hit. Joyce scores from third, here comes Briseño wheeling to the plate, the throw goes to third. Andrew Jenkins has busted this ball game open. It's a 2-RBI single, and now it's 8-1 Flying Tigers in the sixth.
Center fielder, number one, Jackson Strong.
Brings up the man who opened this inning with a double, Jackson Strong. He didn't even score. He was cut down on a throw to the plate, Not a fielder's choice. First pitch to the lefty. Change up, misses high. Close, but upstairs, and it's 1-0. So Strong has reached twice tonight, that double and also a first inning walk. 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Actually, that walk came in the second inning. Strong in a straightaway stance. De La Cruz on third for him. The pitch is in there for a strike. Fastball finds the zone. Alcalde with a breath. And the pitch. It's a bouncer foul behind home plate. Two balls, two strikes. Well, one thing's for sure. A lot of people talk in baseball that good teams capitalize on your mistakes. And that's been the case for Lakeland this season. One of the better hitting teams at the plate all year. Granted, it looks different now. 2-2 is chopped foul off Strong's front foot. Flying Tigers throughout the season led the league in average for much of the season. They're third in the league in OPS. Right now, even with Kevin McGonigal and Max Clark promoted about a month ago. But one thing that really stands out is they're second to last in the league in strikeouts. This is not a team that strikes out much. 2-2. Strong flies it into shallow left. Micheletti charging in, falling fast. The ball drops, and it's foul. Foul by inches on the left field line. Still two balls, two strikes. So in addition to Lakeland being second to last in the league in strikeouts, they lead the league in walks, averaging right around five per game. Today, they've worked 10 as the top of the sixth. 2-2. Outside, runs it full. 3-2. Flying Tigers with five runs in here in the sixth, leading 8-1. Alcalde's payoff. Strong chops it right at the shortstop, Namala. He sidearms to first in time. And that finally ends the sixth. Flying Tigers send 10 men to the plate. And they score five times. Our new score, Lakeland 8, Blue Jays 1. Going to the home sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Baseman J.R. Freely.
Lakeland tosses up a five spot in the top of the sixth inning, and their lead is now 8-1 for their starter, Gabriel Reyes, who returns for the sixth. I'll face J.R. Freethy to open up the frame. First pitch, a rip and a miss on a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Reyes' season high in innings is five flat. He's only at 59 pitches right now. His 60th is the 0-1 to Freebie. It's fastball up, one ball, one strike. JR struck out swinging in the third. One of nine strikeouts for Reyes. Southpaw with a few deep breaths into his motion. He deals, and Freedy takes low. It's 2-1. So Reyes has worked just two over the minimum. He allowed a single to Manny Beltre on the infield last inning. And allowed a first-inning homer to Arjun Namala. That's pretty much it. 2-1. Fastball spotted up on the inside black. It's 2-2 on Freethy. Freethy on the right side here. He's taken most of his pro ABs from the left side. Blue Jays haven't faced a ton of lefties. A 2-2 pitch is a called strike three. It's a 10-strikeout game for Gabriel Reyes.
Left fielder number 40, Andy Micheletti.
Freethy caught window shopping for out number one in the home sixth. So here's Eddie Micheletti, who's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. It's a called strike on the slider. It's 0-1. Micheletti bounces the bat up and down over his back shoulder. The toss. Fastball right on the outside edge. Called strike two. Oh, it just feels like Reyes can't miss right now. See what he dials up on the two-strike pitch to Micheletti. It's on the way. It's bounced down to first base right at Briseño. He spears it and steps on the first base bag. Two up, two down. And the Jays six.
Shortstop number 15, Arjun Namala.
So here's Arjun Namala. Seemingly the only guy who's cracked Reyes tonight. Our first pitch fastball in the first. Home run out to left, and then he struck out in the fourth against Reyes. First pitch to Arge, swing and a miss. Got a slider, was inside, and it tied him up. It's 0-1. 8-1 Lakeland in the bottom of the sixth inning. Reyes kicks and deals, and Namala watches a changeup low. One ball, one strike. The big right-hander starting to warm for the Flying Tigers. And that would indicate that this is likely Reyes' last inning. And these next few batters could be his last if the inning keeps going. 1-1 is swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Reyes on the third base side of the rubber. Reads the sign from Brookman. The 1-2 toss is swung on and foul tipped into Brookman's mitt. And Gabriel Reyes punctuates a career night with his 11th strikeout. Six innings of one-run ball for Reyes. And Lakeland leads 8-1 through six at TD Ballpark on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's Lakeland 8 and the Blue Jays 1 in the top of the 7th. Series opener here this week between the Flying Tigers and the DJs. Leandro Alcalde back out. His first pitch to Mantilla is swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Big blow in this game came last inning for the Flying Tigers. 5 runs on just 3 hits. They scored 3 of those runs on bases loaded walks. 0-1 up and away. 1-1. We got to bring in an out-of-town scoreboard update that concerns both these teams. 1-1 is upstairs. 2-1. Concerns and multiple meanings, you could say, as Fort Myers leads Clearwater 5-0 in the bottom of the 4th. 2-1 is popped up into shallow left. Micheletti comes in. Namala comes out, and the shortstop is there. He makes the catch. Mantilla is retired to open the 7th. Here's Brookman.
Catcher number 45, Archer Brookman.
Brookman 1-for-3, singled and scored last inning. One of those 3 hits. It's a righty-on-righty matchup. Blue Jays down 8-1 in the 7th. First pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. Breaking ball, rather. No, it missed up. It's 1-0. Pitch is driven out towards deep center. Mitchell moves back in front of the track, has plenty of room, and makes the catch. Sounded good off Brookman's bat, but he didn't get all of it. 2-up, 2-down in the 7th.
Now batting left fielder David Smith.
There's David Smith. Smith has reached twice, walked in the 5th, reached on a fielder's choice in the 6th. Alcalde working from the stretch with nobody on. First pitch is called strike, and it's 0-1. So to wrap up on that point on Fort Myers, if they hang on and win, by the way, it's now 5-1 in the top of the 5th, as I guess our scoreboard wasn't refreshed. We don't have any sort of hand-operated out-of-town scoreboard here. Our pitch is a called strike. It's 0-2. It's Fort Myers 5, Clearwater 1 in the 5th. If that result holds, and this result holds, Blue Jays will be 6 games back. 0-2 is in the dirt. 1-2, with 12 games left. And Lakeland will remain 4 games back. And again, Lakeland hosts Fort Myers next week in the final series of the regular season. The 1-2 toss. Smith chops it fair. It's smothered by Keys. He dashes to the first base bag and retires Smith. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Leandro Alcalde. Takes us to the stretch. Blue Jays need some runs, trailing 8-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Now pitching for the Flying Tigers, right-hander number 46.
Oh, good news for the Jays. Gabriel Reyes' day is done. After six innings of one-run ball and 11 strikeouts, Reyes gives way for Thomas Bruss. The bad news is the Jays trail 8-1. As we're all stretched out at TD Ballpark, going to the bottom of the seventh inning, Thomas Bruss deals the first pitch to Sean Keyes. It's up and outside, ball one. Bruss is a tall drink of water, 6'8", 280 pounds. Big Minnesotan, native of Rochester. Kicks and throws, and Keyes lines it foul towards the third base dugout. 1-1. Bruss with a 4.57 ERA in 33 appearances across 41 and a third innings. He struck out 53. He deals, and Keyes takes low. It's 2-1. After that last pitch, I think I heard a fan shout, "Take it out on him." That's one way to put it. 2-1. Keyes swings and fouls it back. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays, I'm sure, with plenty of frustrations tonight. Final line on Reyes, who was the result of most of that frustration. Six innings, two hits, one run. It was earned, one walk, and those 11 strikeouts. The 2-2. Keyes lays off. Pitch up and away. Runs it full, 3-2. Blue Jays down by seven, but the way they swung the bats on that two-week road swing, you never know. Payoff from Bruss is low. That's ball four. Second walk of the ball game for Sean Keyes. Brings up Aaron Parker.
Designated hitter number 47, Aaron Parker.
Parker 0 for 2 tonight with two strikeouts, both against Reyes. So let's see if his luck changes against Bruss here. Righty on righty, first pitch is cracked out of play, first base side, it's 0-1. A matchup like this is why it's so easy to love baseball. You've got Parker in the box at just 5'9", according to the roster. Bruss at 6'8". 0-1. Is flied high in the air, deep to right. De La Cruz watches it go. Aaron Parker with an oppo taco. Home run number 5 for Parker in his short time as a pro. Blue Jays get back on the board. It's now 8-3 in the seventh.
Center fielder number 43, Nick Mitchell.
Well, Parker just got a pitch. Fastball at the bottom of the zone and got it up into the jet stream. Here's Nick Mitchell. First pitch is swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Mitchell 0 for 2 tonight. He's flied out twice. One to center, one to left. 0-1. A slider catches the outside edge. It's 0-2. Well, it goes back to that point. Nothing quite like baseball. Advantage, guy who's 5'9". 0-2. Outside. One ball, two strikes. Mitchell with two homers. Chokes up with two strikes. The 1-2 is swung on and missed. And a changeup buried in the dirt. Brookman throws to first to retire Mitchell. And that's out number one in the home seventh.
Third baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
So here's Beltre. 1-for-2 with a single on his line. Now's in the fifth. One of just two hits allowed by Reyes. Blue Jays trail 8-3, bottom seven, first pitch. Manny chases a slider down and outside. And it's 0-1. It feels like Beltre has started to turn a corner on his season, at least the last few days. It's been a tough second half for him. 0-1. Misses inside. One ball, one strike. So before the game today, Beltre flipped his walk-up song back to the first one he used all season. 1-1. A swing and a miss. Slider got him again, and it's 1-2. I'm sure that's a song that probably brings back some good memories, including Beltre's walk-off homer against these Flying Tigers opening weekend. That's Sunday. Quite the way to start the season. And Beltre's average climbed as high as neighborhood of 270 in the first half. 1-2. A slider again that time. Beltre didn't chase as it skipped well out in front of home plate. Two balls, two strikes. Beltre trying to find that form again. Every season you're going to have ebbs and flows. And generally it's about who can deal with those flows the best. 2-2 misses up and in and hit him in the helmet. Oh, man. Beltre gets domed by a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. He's kind of shaking his head around near home plate. Looks like he's all right, stays on his feet. But anytime you get hit with a pitch up near the head area, oof, can never be too sure. Luke Green, the trainer, chatting with Beltre now. Maybe running through a few tests. Beltre brushing off his helmet, and he's going to head on down to first base. So he'll stay in this game. Nick Green, the pitching coach, in the meantime, out for a visit. Quick visit.
Right fielder, number 24, Carter Cunningham.
So here's Carter Cunningham. The Blue Jays try and get their offense sparked. They trail 8-3, two runs in here in the seventh on a two-run homer from Aaron Parker. Long way to go still. Cunningham 0-for-2 with the ground out and a strikeout. First pitch from Bruss. A slider down and away, ball one. Digging into the numbers on the Blue Jays' two-week road trip, had a .248 team average and a .754 team OPS, both the second best marks in the league during that time. 1-0 up and away, two balls, no strikes. And one thing that really defined the trip, at least the six games in Clearwater, were big innings for the Jays. Hoping for a big inning here, 2-0. High and outside, three balls, no strikes. So in six games last week against the Threshers, the Blue Jays scored four or more runs in an inning five times. They had 2 5-run innings on Sunday. 3-0, not even close. Almost got to the backstop up and away. So first the hit-by-pitch, now a walk issued to Cunningham. Men on first and second for Tibbetts.
Catcher number 31, Brock Tibbetts.
After that mound visit from Nick Green, now Brookman comes back out to the mound. Try and settle down his big right-hander. Russ coming into action with 25 walks and 41 and a third innings. So his command hasn't been overly impressive. However, it's been far from disastrous. And now that's going to be all for Russ. Lakeland manager Andrew Graham has seen enough. Russ records just one out in the bottom of the seventh, allows a two-run homer to Aaron Parker, and puts Beltran Cunningham aboard. New pitcher coming on to try and limit the damage to two in this seventh, while the Blue Jays try and sneak back into this one. Stay with us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. It's 8-3 Lakeland.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Thomas Brutz gets into some trouble in the seventh, so Lakeland goes back to the bullpen and hands the baseball off to Garrett Apker. Right-hander comes into this one with a 5.03 ERA in 34 innings this season. However, he's had a better month of August, a 2.61 ERA in 10 and a third innings here this month. He'll face Brock Tibbetts, with Lakeland leading 8-3, bottom seven, men on first and second. First pitch to Brock. Fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. Apker at 6'5", 24 years old, native of California. He kicks and turns and looks Beltre back to second base. Tibbetts with two RBIs in his time with the Jays. Was a big run producer at IU. A one pitch. Breaking ball hopped high down to third. Penny gloves it to second for one. Montilla the turn. They got two. 5-4-3 around the horn. And the damage is limited to just two. And the Blue Jays' seventh inning. Parker blasts a two-run homer out to right. Blue Jays get two runs back. They still trail 8-3. Going to the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, You can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays sliced into Lakeland's lead just a little bit in the bottom of the seventh. Two-run homer from Aaron Parker makes it 8-3 as we head to the top of the eighth. Alejandro Alcalde returns. He deals the first pitch to Jack Penny. It's high and away, 1-0. Biggest difference in this game, a five spot for the Flying Tigers in the sixth inning. Five runs on three hits and three bases loaded walks. 1-0, called strike, and it's 1-1. Big time six-game set between two clubs trying to chase down first place Fort Myers and the second half standings. 1-1, a slider up and in, 2-1. A big update from down in Fort Myers. Clearwater has stormed back, and they've tied the game at 5 in the bottom of the fifth. 2-1. Inside, it's 3-1. Fort Myers had opened up a 5-0 lead at one point in that game. But now it is erased. 3-1 to Penny. He takes upstairs. Paused for a brief moment. Wasn't sure if that was going to be called a strike, and then he heard it was a ball. Leadoff man is aboard for the Flying Tigers in the eighth.
Shortstop number 14, Corey Joyce.
So here's Corey Joyce, who's walked twice today and also struck out twice. Checking the box on two of the three true outcomes. First pitch to Joyce is bounced foul. Third base side, 0-1. 8-3 Lakeland, top of the eighth. All day with a fresh baseball. And the fresh 0-1. Called strike on a slider. Well located near the low outside edge. Makes it 0-2. Hey, how about the Blue Jays? They were the center of attention around baseball yesterday. Up in Boston for a unique occasion. 0-2 is flared into shallow right. Free the out. Cunningham slides and can't make the catch. Penny advances to second. Corey Joyce reaches on a little flare for a single. Two on, no out for Josue Briseño. 8-0 advantage for, 8-3 advantage for Lakeland in the eighth. But hey, baseball nerds were coming out of the woodwork for yesterday's doubleheader. And the continuation of a suspended game at Fenway Park between the Jays and the Red Sox. First pitch to Briseño is pulled right at Freedy at second. He throws to second for one. Namala over to first. It's a double play. 4-6-3 twin killing. Penny advances from second to third. And it's up to Jose De La Cruz.
Now batting right fielder Jose De La Cruz.
De La Cruz with three runs driven in, a two-run homer in the first, and then a bases-loaded walk in the sixth. Part of Lakeland's 8-3 lead in the eighth. First pitch is popped up out of play, first base side. It's 0-1. So everybody was all excited about this suspended game between Toronto and Boston that was suspended due to rain in the second inning back in June. 0-1. Low and in. One ball, one strike. The reason for the excitement is Blue Jays catcher Danny Jansen started the game for Toronto, and then he got traded to Boston at the deadline. 1-1, low and outside. 2-1. So when that happened, a lot of people were clamoring for Boston manager Alex Cora to start Jansen for the continuation of the suspended game at catcher. And he did. So Jansen became the first player in big league history. The 2-1 is popped up out of play. He became the first player in big league history to play for two teams in the same game. Granted, separated by 2 months. But what was very funny was Jansen was at the plate when the game was suspended. 2-2. Slider misses down and outside. Runs it full, 3-2. So in the vacuum of the game, Jansen went from at the plate, hitting, to behind the plate, catching, and the same at-bat. Payoff pitch. De La Cruz rips and misses on a slider, and that ends the inning. Alejandro Alcalde gets out of a jam. First two batters reach. Nothing comes of it. Score remains Lakeland 8, Blue Jays 3. Going to the home half of the 8th on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. The Micheletti and Namala do up for the Jays in the bottom of the eighth. Capable bunch. The Blue Jays try and scrap and claw their way back into this one. Down 8-3 in the series opener with Lakeland. Freethy starts it off. He's 0-2 with two strikeouts here tonight. Both against Gabriel Reyes, who's the biggest story of the ball game. First pitch from Garrett Apker. It is a called strike, and it's 0-1. In case you missed it, Reyes went 6 innings, allowed 1 run, and struck out 11, putting in a very early bid for Florida State League Pitcher of the Week. 0-1 is popped up. Left side of the infield, Corey Joyce, the shortstop, calls for it, backpedals into shallow left, and makes the catch.
Left fielder, number 40, Eddie Micheletti.
Base is empty, one down for Eddie Micheletti. Micheletti 0-3 this evening. 2 strikeouts and a ground out. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch. Fastball pops the mitt of Brookman. Inside edge. Called strike and it's 0-1. Apker working from the stretch with nobody on. The set and the pitch. Is slapped into shallow left. It's down for a knock. Smith in to get it as rain starts to come down at TD Ballpark. Fourth hit of the ball game for the Jays brings up Arjun Namala.
Shortstop number 18, Arjun Namala.
Pulling out the weather radar, it looks like there's a shower in the area, but it's kind of dissipating as it gets to the ballpark. First pitch to Arjun, slider low and away. 1-0. Looking at the weather radar reminds me of something that one of our cameramen captured earlier this season. 1-0. Namala smokes it towards the gap in left center. That's down for a hit. Strong knocks it down before it gets into the alleyway. So it's back-to-back singles for the Jays in the eighth. Here's Sean Keyes.
First baseman, number 8, Sean Keyes.
Blue Jays trail this one by 5. 3 Flying Tigers. So earlier this season, there was some kind of a pop-up rain shower in the area of the ballpark, as there so often is. It's Florida, after all. First pitch to Keys. Fastball called strike. On the outside half of the zone, it's 0-1. So Chase, one of our cameramen, was in the seats, and he zoomed in over a fan's shoulder as a fan was looking on his phone, zooming in on the weather radar, looking for TD Ballpark. 0-1. It is low. 1-1. It's a great shot and great comedic timing as weather approached the ballpark, and I'm sure plenty of fans have their phones out looking at the map now. 1-1 is a little flare behind the mound, falling fast. Penny lets it drop, throws to second for one, and Montilla has no play at first. That ball was hit too low for the infield fly rule to go into effect.
Designated hitter number 47, Aaron Parker.
So there's two down. Aaron Parker comes to the plate. Namal is out number two on a 5-4 fielder's choice. Blue Jays got to capitalize on this spot. Trailing 8-3 in the pouring rain now. Bottom eight. Man on the corner, his first pitch. Curveball misses up. 1-0. So Micheletti on third, Keys on first. Parker homered last inning, a two-run shot to right. 1-0. Bouncing ball down to third. Penny smothers it and whips it to second for the short out, and the inning is over. 5-4 put out, ends the inning. Blue Jays with some promise, but they do not score, and the inning is over. It's still Lakeland 8, Blue Jays 3. We go to the ninth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Buffalo Wild.
Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Smell of rain hangs in the air at TD Ballpark as we go to the ninth. It's 8-3 Lakeland. First pitch to Andrew Jenkins is flared into shallow right. Freethy running out. He slides and makes the catch. J.R. Freethy covering major ground into shallow right. Takes a hit away from Jenkins to open the ninth.
Jackson Strong.
Here's Jackson Strong. Alejandro Alcalde hurling another inning for the Jays. First pitch to Strong, called strike. Alcalde with scoreless seventh and eighth innings after taking over in the sixth. 0-1. Strong takes a called strike. On a changeup, it's 0-2. The plan for the Blue Jays might have been for Stanifer to hopefully finish 4 or 5 and then Luis Torres to go the rest of the way or close to it in an ideal world, but you know, sometimes you make plans and those don't work. 0-2 to Strong misses outside. It's 1-2. Especially in baseball. Especially in single A. So Eleandro Alcalde taking the brunt of the work for the Jays out of the bullpen. Strong pops the 1-2 up into shallow center. Mitchell is there. He makes the catch. Two down.
Second baseman, number 8, Franjerber Montilla.
So here's Franjerber Montilla. He's reached twice tonight. Once on a single, once on a walk. He's struck out and popped out his last two times. And he takes just high here on a slider. It's 1-0. 8-3 our score. Lakeland in the driver's seat. 1-0. Misses low and in. Two balls, no strikes. Blue Jays will send up 5-6-7 in the bottom of the ninth. Mitchell, Beltran, Cunningham. You're going to need a lot more than those three to come to the plate. Montilla skies it. Third base side. Beltre looking into the rain and foul ground. He drops the ball. He had a beat on it and just could not finish the catch. New life for Montilla. Alcalde with 43 pitches. He delivers. And Montilla swings and misses. Two balls, two strikes. Alcalde nods at the sign, rocks and deals, and the pitch is looped foul. First base line. We'll do it again. So Alcalde, the Blue Jays' third pitcher tonight. And if this result holds, he'll be their final pitcher ahead of tomorrow's scheduled doubleheader. And by the way, that starts at 4:30. We'll have 2 7-inning games for you. Hope you can join us, whether that's in person or here online. 2-2, swinging a foul back. We'll have a do-over. So we'll have some kind of an oddity tomorrow. Blue Jays will be the home team in game one, but because we're making up a rainout that was scheduled to be in Lakeland, Lakeland is the home team for game two, as the 2-2 pitch is down. Close but low. Runs it full on Montilla. Payoff pitch. It's flied into right. It's shallow. Cunningham shades in, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Eleandro Alcalde works the ninth in order, and we go to the bottom half. It's the last chance for the Jays tonight. They trail 8-3 to the Flying Tigers on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Blue Jays need 5 to tie it and 6 to win it. And the bottom of the ninth at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays will need the runs to come down like the rain is coming down right now. It'll be Nick Mitchell to start it off against Garrett Apker. Apker finished off the 7th and pitched the 8th. And he's only thrown 13 pitches. Got into a little 8th inning trouble, allowed 2 singles, but got out of it unscathed. First pitch to Mitchell is a called strike. Thought about going around on a high fastball. It's 0-1. Tigers playing to pull for Mitchell. 0-1 to the lefty. That fastball close to the inside edge, but it's ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. Just starts with base runners here for the Jays. Mitchell rocks the bat back and forth near his back shoulder. The pitch, swing and a foul back. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Plenty of baseball coming up tomorrow between these squads. So in terms of the game within the game, the Blue Jays would love if they could chase Apker and make the Flying Tigers use a 4th pitcher ahead of tomorrow's twin bill. The 1-2, swing and a foul tip. Mitchell stays alive, fights off a high fastball. Still 1-2. Another scoreboard check shows that Clearwater and Fort Myers are tied, but now it's 6 apiece in the bottom of the 6th. The 1-2. Is a slow roller towards the mound. Apker with a running grab, and he flips it to first. Very short range. And that's out number one.
Third baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Here's Manny Beltre. Not an easy play from Apker there. Had to get off the mound pretty quick to cut that ball off before it got past him. If it did get past him, it probably would have gone for a hit. But instead, base is empty for Beltre. First pitch, line drive, shallow center. It's a hit. Blue Jays have a little bit of life in the bottom of the ninth. One out base runner for Carter Cunningham.
Right fielder, number 24, Carter Cunningham.
Eight to three, Lakeland over the DJs. First pitch to Cunningham. Fastball on the corner for a called strike. Outside edge, it's 0-1. Carter walked in the 7th. Continuing his trend of many walks from last week's series. He's 0-2. The pitch. Close to the hands, inside. One ball, one strike. Beltre being held over at first by Briseño. The pitch is low. 2 balls, 1 strike. Earlier we mentioned how big innings defined the Blue Jays' road trip, but scoring late also defined their series last week at Clearwater. Long pause. 2-1. Fastball called strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 2-2. Blue Jays scored 23 runs in the 7th inning or later against Clearwater last week. They're going to need to pick up on that here. The 2-2 on the way. Up and outside. Fastball wasn't close. It's full. 3-2. Corey Joyce, the shortstop, shaded behind the second base bag for Cunningham. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. That's strike 3. Fastball sets him down, and the Blue Jays are down to their final out tonight, represented by Brock Tibbetts.
Catcher number 31, Brock Tibbetts.
Blue Blue Jays trail by 5. Tibbetts 0 for 3. Rolled into a 5-4-3 double play his last time. First pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike. That's 0-1. So again, these two teams return to action tomorrow night, 4:30. First pitch, 0-1. A slider buried low and outside. 1-1. First pitch for game one at 4:30. Then after game one, we'll have about a 30 to 40 minute break and come back and play game two. Apker readies and throws. Tibbetts pops it up out of play behind home plate. It's 1-2. Lakeland trying to stay in hot pursuit of Fort Myers. 13 games left in the season. Pitch from Apker. Just misses. The outside black. 2-2. Apker sets in a closed stance. Comes back with a 2-2 toss. Tibbetts lines it up the middle into center. Beltre stops at second base. Brock Tibbetts keeps the ball game going. Runners on first and second for J.R. Freethy.
Second baseman, number 14, J.R. Freethy.
Freethy 0 for 3 on the evening. 2 strikeouts and a pop out. No bat from the left side here against the righty Apker. Blue Jays hoping for a 2-out rally. First pitch, inside, it's 1-0. 5-run deficit. Bottom of the ninth. Now one thing's for sure, this team all season, but especially lately, so often battled late in games. 1-0. Freethy takes high. 2-2. It says a lot about this team that they're even mentioned as an outside shot in the playoff conversation. 2-0 pitch. Inside. 3-0. Top of the order, and Eddie Micheletti waits on deck. 8 runs on 7 hits for Lakeland. 3 runs on 7 hits for the Jays. 3-0 pitch from Apker. Freethy takes all the way and watches a strike. Caught the inside edge. 3-1. Left side is wide open for Freethy. Joyce playing up the middle. 3-1. Downstairs, that's 4, and they are loaded up. Archer Brookman heads out to the mound, and now so does the pitching coach Nick Green to try and settle down Apker. Eddie Micheletti due up. If you're with us on Sunday, with us earlier in the broadcast, you know Micheletti belted a grand slam in the ninth inning on Sunday. Maybe hoping Lightning can strike twice.
Left fielder, number 40, Eddie Micheletti.
It's Lakeland 8, Blue Jays 3, bottom 9. Grand slam wouldn't tie it. Go a long way in slicing this deficit down. Micheletti singled his last time in the eighth. He's 1-for-4. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch. Fastball finds the zone. Called strike on the inside black, and it's 0-1. The rain is completely stopped now. Apker ready for the 0-1. Micheletti lines it shallow center, strong in. He makes a running catch, and that ends the ball game. That thing gets down. Things could have gotten interesting, but Apker survives and does not allow a run. And the Blue Jays' ninth inning, and Lakeland takes the series opener 8-3 over the Jays at TD Ballpark. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Lakeland Flying Tigers. They score 8 runs on 7 hits, commit 1 error, and they leave 8 men on base. The Jays score 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors, and they leave 7 on base. They go hitless with runners in scoring position, 0-6. The winning pitcher is Gabriel Reyes, who was excellent tonight. Struck out 11 in 6 innings of 1-run ball, while the loss goes to Gage Stanifer, as he allowed a 2-run first inning homer to Jose De La Cruz that put Lakeland in the lead, and they never looked back for an 8-3 victory. Series will continue tomorrow. Twin Bill starting at 4:30 first pitch for game 1, and game 2 will follow about 30 minutes after that. Tonight's ball game played in 2 hours and 43 minutes in front of a crowd of 570 at TD Ballpark. We'll step aside for a break and then come back with post-game coverage. An out-of-town scoreboard look when we return on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Lakeland wins the series opener 8-3. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back at TD Ballpark to put the finishing touches on this one. Lakeland wins it 8-3, and with the win, they improve to 30-23 in the second half, and Florida State League West best 72-46 overall. Blue Jays fall to 62-57 overall. They are 28-25 in the second half of the season. Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League tonight, starting with the game of consequence for both Lakeland and the Jays. Clearwater, 7. Fort Myers, 6. So the Thrushers have taken the lead down south. That's definitely one to keep an eye on. They got started at 7 o'clock, so some ball game left down there as we've wrapped up here at TD Ballpark. If Fort Myers drops that one, Lakeland's deficit in second place will be 3 games, and the Blue Jays' deficit will remain at 5 games. Final score from Palm Beach, Daytona 2, Palm Beach nothing. St. Lucie downs Jupiter 4-2 over in St. Lucie, while Bradenton takes down Tampa 7-2 in Bradenton. And that game featured a cycle for the Marauders as Johnny Severino hit for the cycle. 19-year-old finished it off with a homer. A big win for the Marauders tonight at Lee Comp Park. That's all for the Florida State League tonight. As for the Toronto Blue Jays and their affiliates, starting on the minor league side, let's see. Vancouver and Hillsborough will start at 10:05 Eastern Time. New Hampshire and Altoona are already in the books from Pennsylvania. Altoona wins 3-1 over the Fisher Cats. AAA Buffalo falls by one run to Durham tonight in Durham, 7-6. And the big league club still in Boston after the Danny Jansen game took place yesterday. Tonight, they're in the top of the eighth inning. Boston 6, Blue Jays 2. Hey, Toronto trying to stay hot. They've won 5 games in a row. And even though they're in last place in the American League East, they stand 8 games out of a wild card spot with 28 games to go. So it might take a miracle, but hey, the door is just ever so slightly cracked open for the big league club. I guess you never know. Blue Jays need to keep stringing together wins, and it's going to take a late comeback tonight in Boston as they trail that one 6-2 in the eighth. Looking ahead to tomorrow's action, again, we'll get started at 4:30. First pitch of game one of our twin bill. Game two will follow 30 minutes following the conclusion of game one. Trent Palmer will be the Blue Jays' starting pitcher in game one. As for the Flying Tigers, it will be, drumroll please, starting pitcher for Lakeland in game one tomorrow will be the righty, Zach Lee. So Lee against Palmer in game one. First pitch set for 4:30. That about does it for our coverage of the series opener here tonight for our entire hardworking crew. This is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for spending your Tuesday night with us, and we hope you can spend most of your Wednesday evening with us tomorrow. One more time, the final score tonight. It's the Lakeland Flying Tigers 8 and the Dunedin Blue Jays 3. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.